in this time where the ground is not, it is barely the ground at all. There is so much change happening. You are having dimensional collisions, and you are having energy unions in places where there have not been those before. So you are all doing well because you are all sane, even though some days it does not feel like it. We hope you are allowing yourself the understanding of the ups and the downs that are so prominent now. And that, of course, includes emotionally. With all that is changing on your earth and around your body, it is very difficult to hold an even emotional path. So for the days when you can do that, be happy. For the days when you cannot do that, do not be judgmental, do not be surprised, but enter into loving kindness with yourself and your own process. That is the thing that you are going to develop that is going to help you in the recreation of the world that you are in now. This is a time, of course, when the mind always longs for answers, but the answers at this time are not completely available because we do not know what the face of your world is going to look like. That is still being determined. But the thing that you can do, beside extend loving kindness to yourself and to the world around you, is to be understanding that your longings are for some things that are not now available. They will be later, but they are not now. And so to really embrace the present moment and your connection to the universe and to your own spirit, and to let those be the most important things. Of course, those things will always be important, but they are especially important now when your world has not yet found its footing. It is still being rumbled and tumbled and changed. So your relationship with your spirit and with the universe, that is where you are going to find both spiritual and physical grounding. And that is what we want you to think about, that this is going to be moving in this way for a while. And then one day, you will begin to see doors open and pictures clear. And you will then begin to be able to make choices. And those choices will have to do with your spirit, with who you are, not with what you are maladapting to, but with who you are. And that is the day the universe will rejoice in. So begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy from the center of the earth coming up and into your body, aligning you with the stability of the center of the earth. And feel that energy like a cleansing in your root center, flowing up into the second center. into the solar plexus, into the heart center. Into the throat center. And the third eye. And the crown. And feel your energy lightened and cleansed, moving up through your body, out through your crown, feel your spirit move into the night sky. Feel yourself alight among all light. And see the path that opens for you. And know that every step you take on that path brings you energy and wisdom and balance. And you come to a place where the gates open. And you enter your own land. And the energy beneath you comes up into your body, and the energy around you fills every part of you that needs the filling. And know that you are drawn to the place where your teacher waits for you. Take this time to be with your teacher. When you have spoken with your teacher, allow the teacher to give you a gift. Know the gift. Rest the mind. Receive the teacher's blessing. Thank the teacher for being with you. Come back through your play. And down the path into the night sky. Come to the room again, and as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.